He's the Aussie captain of Below Deck Down Under who has taken the world by storm. And we're so happy to have you back on the podcast. Welcome to Reality Mums, Captain Jason Chambers.
Thank you, Aussie moms, reality moms. Good to see
So
you.
good to catch up with you again. And we will just highlight the little M&Ms fascination that we've got going on. So Rochelle's brought some M&Ms for you, some virtual M&Ms after seeing you devour them on yesterday's episode.
Can't help
They're
it.
addictive. It's fair enough.
It's quite funny because after that packet, I think I put a ban on them. And they couldn't. I refused to have them on, and I didn't have any virtually the whole season. And then one of the production crew, she came up and she had some. I went, "There's not supposed to be any on board, are they?" And then I went down. I walked into the production room, which I never go in. They went, "What are you doing in here?" I went, "There's M&Ms in here. Where are they?"
Fair enough. They're addictive. Look, it's been a huge year for you. Not long after we spoke to you actually last time, you pretty much blew up the internet with all the drama that was happening in season two. You had all of those dramas with the crew. Have you found that this season, so season three, has presented similar challenges?
I'm going into it. We'll look. Bravo were pretty on the spot for all that when it happened, and they did such a great job. And obviously Aisha did as well. And then I followed that up with what I did. But coming into this season, look, there was just a bigger emphasis on less drinking, which is, look, they're all adults. They can do what they do what they want to do, and that's fine. But obviously, sometimes they're not that responsible, as we've seen in previous franchises and seasons. So there was a bit more of an emphasis on responsible alcohol intake, and you could see that in the amount of content that was actually able to be filmed, because they're not going to bed, they're staying up, they're actually their conversations are actually valid, and things are still happening. So there was still a lot of drama. If anything, it was a better result for what we did in season three.
Yeah, it was a lot of positive change, and there was a lot of positive commentary in the media, which was really good because you were setting a standard for what to do in a situation like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Another first for season three that we're seeing is there's a sous chef. So we've never seen it before on any of the Below Deck franchises. Now you're watching it back. Do you think that Chef Serena was a bit tough on him with the interviewing, or do you think it's necessary?
Not at all. I think the situation's what's happening with Serena and Lara are very similar. Meaning that Aisha was great for 2 years with us. We worked well, but she actually knew what she was in for. She's done it before. The hurdles, the roadblocks, the not where, where's the provisions? That's not the provisions I asked for. We've got this, we've got that. So Serena's ready for that. Looking at Anthony, he's not even having any empathy towards what is going on. He's probably thinking about what he's usually used to, but this is a different environment. We're under a pressure cooker, and you can see that in Lara too. Like, she's just trying to deliver 100%, and just not looking at these brick walls that are just keep coming at you. Yeah, I think Anthony. I don't think Serena's wrong in any way of what she's done at all. I would do the same thing, and I'd be looking for a little bit of I got you. Yes, a little bit of support rather than having a challenge there.
You mentioned Aisha. Now, you're obviously very close with Aisha, and she's been featured on Below Deck Med recently. And we just want to congratulate you for putting in your own contact lenses. You're all grown up now.
Big boy.
You are a big boy. Well done. Look, you also mentioned Lara. Is there an adjustment period with a chief stew? Did you get it right with Lara for this season?
I don't want to be any. I don't want to be derogative in any way to Aisha. Like, she came from a stewardess to a chief stewardess on our season. Like, she still had her training wheels on, but what she doesn't have in experience, she picks up in charisma, and she knows the show. She knows the platform. She knows the hurdles. Like I said, Lara's just bringing in her A game. She's bringing in what she would do and what she her experience, and she would be expecting things to be able to move in the direction that they should be in her direction because she's used to doing that. Unfortunately, Who turns up to a boat and doesn't know crew and doesn't know what's in the cupboards and where stuff is, and next minute you've got charter guests coming in 48 hours. Like, this is where the show is great, because they're the aspects that are probably not real, but it actually brings out the real people and a challenge.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, that shows early on people out of their comfort zone trying to get back into the groove. And yeah, look, I hats off. I think it was very good casting. We got someone that's very experienced and is a perfectionist. Now, is perfectionist good for such a platform? Well, we'll find out. But
Yeah.
it's actually, to me, it's great. I wanted that. I would like to have a bit of a bit more experience on the services, but we're finding out whether that can work.
Yeah. Now you're everywhere at the moment. You're traveling around everywhere promoting the show. And then part of your job on the show is obviously traveling. And you've got a daughter, I think the same age as my daughter, Saskia is your daughter. My daughter, Scarlett's 10. How do you cope with being away so much? Or is it easier now that you're on the show? Like, have you got more time with her? Is there more balance?
After COVID, I gave up yachting. I did this show, this popped up, and I said, okay, I'm just going to give up yachting for 2 years and be
Yeah.
with my daughter. So I've only had to fit in this TV stuff. And it could have been a lot worse if I was a captain. I would have been away for 10 months and not seen her at all. So if you look at the other side of it, I'm so grateful to be flying off here and there and for TV stuff and media and editing and stuff for the last 6 months, and then come back to her.
Yeah.
I'm in a better position than I would be as a captain. Saying
Yeah.
that, there's going to be a time when I'll probably have to go back and be a captain unless we keep doing seasons. So, I'll lap it up.
Would
You've
you ever want her to join you?
Pardon?
Would you ever want her to join you in the yachting industry?
No.
You've seen
She
too
can
much.
use it later on and travel with it for sure. It's a great industry to travel in, and I think you need to realize. Any advice for any other people, that there's going to be a time when you are going to have a family. Like
Yeah.
when I started this, when I was traveling as a nomad, I didn't even think of the future too far, and then as soon as you have a baby, a child, you're just like, okay, well, righto, that's all I care about, really.
I think you've got a good balance at the moment because you're still a captain, but then you've got more time with her, so it's great.
It's great. I face them. I'll race back there on Monday, and I'll spend a good 6 weeks with her.
Yeah.
And I've got to go and do a trip, and then I'll come back again. Things are great at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Just recently, you shared your journey with melanoma, and I wanted to thank you for using your platform to spread the word about that. This time last year, I was having surgery. So I've had two surgeries, and I've got a third coming up, and that was for melanoma. And so I'm very big on using platforms to spread the word about sun safety and using sunscreen and, just being safe in the sun. I'm curious to know how it was that you identified it, because for me, Khloe Kardashian had a very similar mark on her face, and that was what made me question it with my doctor and over again. Was it something you noticed? Did someone else notice it? Like, do you ever
Did you
think
have
back
that
and think,
in, did you
wow,
have
did I
that
miss
intuition?
that?
Did you have any intuition that something was wrong?
Look,
That, like,
well,
in
the
your
thing is, I had
anatomy?
it clouded by the whole I'm getting older, therefore,
Okay.
the sunspot, it's an age spot. And so you sort of confuse it with that. But as it started changing, I'm like, this is not right. And that's what sort of led me to continue down that path.
Yeah, I just had a black mark that I'd had for like, I think, over 5 years. And I had had it looked at once before many years ago. And I think if I had that looked at in a proper, probably in Australia or somewhere, they probably would have just taken it out just for the sake of it. However, years go on. And then this year, I just kind of just looked at it, and it just felt different. I kind of raised a little bit, where
Yeah.
I didn't feel that texture before. It was just straight. And I showed someone in Bali, and they said, yeah, you need to go to the hospital now. I'm like, what? I've got to go to America. They said, no, you need it taken out now.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how serious that was, so I took it out, got it taken out in Bali, flew to America to do some editing, came back to Australia. During that flight, they said, you've got melanoma, but it said you have whatever words they have in to medical terms, but it was more like you have aggressive melanoma. And I'm like, So that's all the doctor was reading. He had no parameters. He didn't have any measurements of it. And so he's like, well, off this report, we've got to go down to the muscle. We've got to take a large section out. We've got to test your glands, and it's going to be see where else it is. Unless you can find that specimen, we can test it and get the way we would do it here in Australia. So Christmas Eve, I got the call after it got to the pathology here, and everything was right. So instead of going down to the muscle, I just got more taken out. So I got a big 6-inch scar for the effort, but with a simple check every year, that could have been prevented. You know, that could have been just
correct.
A little spot scar. You know, it could have been taken out in a second, but now I've got a nice big sharp bite.
Yeah, can't hide from it.
Well, we can only, we can't blame each other, you know, for our past, I suppose. I was pretty ignorant, I must admit, but we learn from it.
We do. We do.
And spreading the message is really good too. Having the platform to spread the message, I think that's great. Really good.
Yep.
Now, lastly, we know that you're probably sick of hearing about this, but you have been crowned one of the hottest men on Bravo. How does that feel?
Look, it's over my head. I'm going to lean into it for now while I can. But you know, I've even said to him, like, how long can this go on for? It's getting a bit long in the tooth. It's a bit embarrassing. But it's there. I'll take
it. I've got to ask, you've got a mullet in the recent episodes. Is that gone?
It's coming back.
Nah, you're going to lose your crown if you keep the mullet. I'm just going to put it out there.
You know what, I was driving on the scooter with my daughter, and she said, "Papa, you got a mullet." I went, "Yeah, you know I used to have one back in the 90s? And she said, "You should have kept it there." I went,
harsh.
My little 10-year-old's got some humour and sarcasm. I love it.
She's there to keep you grounded. Yeah, you can be crowned all the things, but she'll bring you back down to earth.
Oh, totally.
Are you looking forward to BravoCon this year?
It should be good. Good, especially with a year hiatus. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be huge. Yeah. I'll be number one ticket, I think, hopefully.
All right.
Yeah, I'll be there knocking on the doors.
Well, hopefully we're there to catch up with you.
That would be good. It'd be good to catch up with you guys again.
It will. Look, thanks for chatting to us today. We know you're flat out with all of your press tour interviews. You can watch the new season of Below Deck Down Under on Tuesdays on Hey You. Thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank
on
you
Reality
very
Mums.
Much. Get your M&Ms out, ladies.
Flash the M&Ms. Love it. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.